Hello everyone, we are back on Bharat Trailblazers and this is with me, Prashant, PK. So keep watching, this is a very special episode and I've got with me Neha Bansal. I'm sure we'll hear more and more about Neha. So let me just introduce you to Neha. Neha, hi, how are you?
Hi Prashant, I'm doing very well.
Thank you for being with us. It is really, really great to have you
on
this show.
Thanks for inviting.
Yeah. So Neha, ye bataiye ki aapka bachpan kaise guzra?
Born and brought up in Delhi. My family is all based out of Delhi. I did my schooling in Delhi and after that I did my graduation from Delhi University Gargi College. And in the final year I decided to pursue chartered accountancy.
Right.
And then
so aap shuru se Delhi mein hi rahe hain?
Yeah.
Same house. Same ghar pe?
Same house. Achha. Yeah. Ever since.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. कैसा रहा आपका बचपन और गार्गी कॉलेज में और उसके बाद CA? How was your CA exam? And
CA was good.
First shot clearance में first shot में clear हुआ आपका?
Yeah. CA was first shot. I secured 10th rank all over India. So I was 13. I was in the 9th standard. I just got promoted to 9th standard. And it happened all of a sudden. I had a severe ache in my neck and then I realized that body became dysfunctional. So it's a rare sort of a disease of spinal cord, and my body below neck became dysfunctional. So it was a lean phase for 2 years and difficult to understand what was happening. But after 2 years, I realized, and a lot of introspection thinking, and I realized that we have to move on in life. And the first thing that I could only think of what was there in my mind was to resume my education.
How did you get the motivation to do it?
I think when I decided to pursue my studies, I was always good at academics and education was always my top priority. So when I decided to resume it, and I remember I had to give my 10th exams and at that time I could not write. So my principal suggested that you should take a writer. Help of a writer, and I went ahead, but I realized it was very, very difficult. Firstly, I was not confident. I didn't want to appear for the 10th board exams because I was very scared to actually not score good marks. Whenever I'm doing it, it has to be best. So, but everybody forced, so I went ahead, and my result was okay. It was 67%, not good for me, but assuming that I started studying only in the month of February for board exams and with the help of writers. So that gave me a lot of confidence and motivation that I can do it and you know I can do better. And that's when then I promised myself that for 11th class I have to write my exams on my own.
I started
practicing, just scribbling on the papers and everything, and then I could actually write my exams in 11th standard myself. And then there was no looking back. When I topped my 11th standard, then I topped my 12th standard and everything.
Well, that's phenomenal. I mean, I think and all you wrote yourself, you studied yourself.
Yeah.
CA ke exams aapne apne aap sab padhke diye. It's,
yeah. Actually, decision of CA versus MBA was also that it could be done from home. But I think it's a very respectable profession.
And then you went for audits in CA. When you were doing your article shape, aapne audits ke liye gaye, aap ye sab kiya aapne?
I used to wherever it was accessible.
Right.
And then after completing my CA, I joined a mid-size CA firm, Vinod Kumar and Associates. I started as an assistant there. And then it was interesting. I started practicing in taxations primarily, and that too international taxation.
Right.
Structuring.
And so what is your one mantra in life, Neha, ki matlab itna, and we'll talk more and more about what you are doing and how you are doing it, but at this stage, what is your one mantra in life? And I'm really impressed ki CA, 10th rank, and which year was it, Neha?
2006,
so less than 18 years ago. It's just unbelievable. Clearing
it. There's no secret sauce, mantra nahi hota, but I very strongly believe that biggest of the problems can be solved by most simple solutions. There is no hanky-panky, weird things you have to do in life. And for me, if I look back on my journey and my life, the very basic things which have helped me wherever I am, and I'm a very disciplined person, first and foremost thing. Maybe today's generation may undermine the importance of discipline, but it just comes very naturally to me. My lifestyle is very, very disciplined, super disciplined. People around me can get annoyed, but if I have to start my day at 6 o'clock, it starts at 6 o'clock. It can never be 7 or 8, even when it's a Sunday or a holiday or anything. So I think that discipline has always helped me. Second is, I have always been very, very anxious about that whatever I do, I have to put in my best.
Right.
Okay. I just can't be dishonest to myself or do things partially or mediocrely. So these are two things that I don't think I ever worked towards securing a rank or to get into limelight or to achieve a certain success. I'm not even an ambitious person to. No, hand on my heart, I'm not at all ambitious.
So, if you're not ambitious, then how is all, everything coming to you?
It's just what makes me happy is doing things and doing them good,
right.
Doing them well. Okay, it's not, I'm never working towards achieving a goal.
Right.
So, that has helped me. Even while, you know, I decided to pursue CA, there was very limited access available to education, especially in this condition, because accessibility was not very easy at that point of time. I had to manage a lot on my own in-house without any support. But when I decided also that a couple of tax tuitions and all I had to go, I really started my day at 3 in the morning to
really?
Be there
yeah.
at 6 o'clock and then ensure. So that discipline has helped me. Even practicing writing, practicing that all, it all comes from discipline, I feel. And studying also, you know, it's I cannot study that let's do 5 chapters and leave the other 2. They're not important.
So you studied
everything. Or take a mock book, that these are the questions which are more important. That's not my way.
Right. So you did everything and...
That gives me comfort.
And aapne CA ka jab man bana liya tha, matlab it's like whatever you think you want to achieve, you achieve. Is that the way you think? Aap matlab, how do you say that you're not ambitious, but you put some goals for yourself ki... This is what
no,
I want
so
to do.
Education was always important to me. I had to, and it came very naturally to me. So after pursuing my graduation, I had to pick up a PG course and I had to choose between MBA and CA. So we were contemplating as a family, and then my father is also a chartered accountant.
Oh, phenomenal. So aapke, the entire family is chartered accountant?
No, only my father.
Only your father. So you've taken the legacy of...
I also thought that I'm not going to be a chartered accountant because I don't want to be a boring person. But then when we were thinking, you know, he just happened to mention that, beta, it's very difficult. Kyun karna hai? Nahi ho paega. So I said, kyun nahi ho paega?
But aapne kaha, I'll prove you wrong.
Yeah. So then that's how it started.
Okay. Huh.
That's how it just started. So I just chose.
But even on like on your life now and your professional life now as an entrepreneur of Lenskart, aapke goals jo hain, how do you define your goals and then you just go after those goals?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, discipline is that when things are to be done, I make sure that they are done, they are achieved. I track my results versus my input. So the vision is always to achieve the output. Okay, and then you have to keep calibrating on what are the efforts which are going into it, what changes do you need to make in your decisions that you are taking, in your working style, also in the strategy that you are building towards it. That's how.
Yeah. So Neha, let's talk about post chartered accountancy. Uske baad aapne kya kiya chartered accountancy ke baad? Aapne CA kar liya.
Then
you joined a firm. You started working there.
I started working there. I learned, it was a great working experience. Then after 2 years, you know, somewhere it is in the DNA.
कोई audit याद आता है आपको जो आपने अच्छा audit किया हो कोई? Yeah.
I said,
were you a terror in your office?
No, not at all. I was very pally. It was a very cozy office, very friendly colleagues. I was not involved in much of audits. As I said, I was practicing into taxation.
Right.
But after 2 years, I started feeling that itch of, you know, that something needs to be done.
Right.
I was not getting the cake. Maybe the pace was not working for me. There was this anxiousness to do something more.
Right.
Which could be more fast paced.
And you said you're not ambitious, but this is ambition. yeah, could this be, is this yeah. is
there
this
was
is
anxiety
ambition.
That
there,
I have to do something
more
better.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I decided, I spoke to my boss, and then I started my own consultancy practice.
You started your own tax consultancy or general consultancy?
It was general consultancy, but primarily focused on taxation.
Okay. How many people worked with you? Kitne?
That point of time, we had become 10 to 12 people.
Excellent. Very good. And
as it was going on at that time, actually, Piyush had also come back and he started the first venture, Search My Campus.
Right.
And then we were working together. I was supporting him. So there were many things, multiple things going on, advisory, Search My Campus, and then we pivoted into Lenskart. Piyush, Amit, everybody, they all come from tech background.
Right.
Okay, I was the only financial brain
behind
amongst all of them.
Right.
Yeah, so they used to keep consulting, asking, I was supporting them. So that's how the
journey. So, jo valuation Lenskart ki, wo aapke chalte hi hui hai.
Nahin, nahin, business
ke chalte hai, valuation. But the commercial acumen is very important. So you were providing the entire financial, commercial, HR, everything else is what
HR
you were.
HR and all, of course, came later. But to begin with the financial system, and we had to build the infrastructure. Then I worked towards it. And then at certain point of time in 2013, when we were in our Series C, I think that then it became very taxing to manage multiple things.
Right.
Okay, I could not then handle, and then it was
so
a tough
on the fundraise
decision.
You've been fairly involved in all the fundraisers.
Yeah,
yeah,
from Series A.
From Series A. Kaisa raha aapka experience? How
amazing.
Is it?
Amazing. It was very new. Very, very new. We learned along the course of it. It was very interesting. And, you know, it may sound very difficult, but it's not. I think everything, as I said, the biggest of the problems are solved by simple solutions. You just have to be there, understand, and just go with the flow.
So, when you went for Series A or Series B or Series C, and I think this is something which a lot of entrepreneurs want to know, and you know, how do you really pitch yourselves for Series A, Series B, Series C? It's not, people think it's difficult to raise funds, but I think it'll be good to get your experience, especially about finance. Sara finance hi aapne dekha hai pura Lenskart ka, you built it up, right? So
yeah, so pitching and all is more business and marketing front, which was handled by Piyush and Amit. I was more involved towards the handling all the due diligence part of it, and then the process around it of raising the funds, preparing your data rooms, preparing the financial viability decks and all that.
Right. Yeah. But you were pitching in with the investors as well, potential investors who were coming. Now you will also pitch with them, I am sure.
Yeah, interacting with
interacting
them.
Interacting with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, and answering the questions.
So, usme kya laga aapko? Kaisa, what was that experience?
Very,
what is your advice to the young entrepreneurs? What should they do when they're looking at raising these funds?
Two things. First is honesty.
Right.
Everybody is smart. You are not smarter than others. So don't try to fool anybody. Be honest to your business. Be honest to yourself. Be honest to people you are meeting. Second, I think again is, which is very core to me, is attention to detail.
Right.
Sometimes today's generation, they may just keep talking about a lot of things without even understanding the granularity of it. But it's important to know your business very well, know your numbers very well. And that's what matters. And I think it gets translated, it gets communicated in every manner, whether it is called out or not, but
right.
It does get communicated well. So those are the two things I would advise.
So be honest and
attention,
know your attention to
know
detail.
Your subject
know
well.
Your subject well, know your
yeah.
business well, know your numbers well, otherwise
absolutely.
Otherwise it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Aaj aap kitna, how big is your team now, Neha? How many people are you managing, handling in Lenskart?
So we are across different teams, not just one team. I'm handling almost right now 5 teams. It will be 250 people.
250 people report
yeah.
to you? Huh. And so how is your schedule? Now you mentioned about discipline and your day starts at 6. So you work 7 days a week. Aap 7 din kaam karte hain and
6 days
a week. And you work what? 10 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours,
yeah,
18 hours?
There's no count
there's
to
no
it.
Count.
You have to be efficient.
24/7 is what you...
There were times you've done that. Now I don't, of course. But if you learn to manage time, and it's very important how you manage your time. Time is limited for everybody. It's just how you're managing it. So as teams, as verticals have kept adding, it is just you have to manage it well. I very strongly feel that a manager is as successful as the team is.
Right.
A manager is as strong as the team is and as weak as the team is.
Right.
So you have to get a very, very good team. That's the only way one can succeed. You have to empower the team. You have to build a ownership culture. And see, I feel that the vision should be micro.
Right.
Planning should be meticulous and micro. And leadership should be problem solving.
Right.
And not micromanaging.
Right. So effectively, you are always in the problem solving mode. Is that
if
so
anybody gets stuck,
then they come to you for solving the problem. Yeah. And your organization is largely flat, Neha. मतलब जो आपके 250 लोग आपके साथ काम कर सकते हैं, anybody can reach out to you for any.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you have an open management style.
That's the overall Lenskart culture. We don't have hierarchical styles. Anybody can walk into the room. I talk from executive to VP level, everybody.
Yeah, I've seen your office is also very open. It's a
It's
a very open office. People are all sitting together and having a.
Yeah, I ensure whenever we are working, we have all the team into the room, and it is not limited to a certain set of people, because as they grow, you will grow.
Right.
Otherwise, you won't grow.
So within Lenskart, Neha, I mean, or maybe before Lenskart, what's one of those moments where did you ever get depressed, upset, and said, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm done?
It happens all the time, even now. When it is too much and I am running away, I'm not doing it.
Huh. But then how do you get back? How do
it just gets back. And so one of my favorite things is to not do anything.
Really?
Yeah, that's my favorite pastime, that don't do anything. That's the time I just need with myself. It just calms me down. It just takes away all the negative energy, all the negative thoughts. And then in a couple of days, you're back to yourself.
You're back to yourself, right. And tell me, what is one of those moments in Lenskart which is your aha moment? Okay, when you actually said, yes, we have done it, right? We have achieved something.
I think the new plant, when I first saw it, that was something I was overwhelmed. One of the state-of-the-art facilities, and I don't know even if internationally any such plant exists of that scale and extent.
And where did the idea germinate for that plant? आप लोग सब साथ बैठ के आप लोगों ने सोचा कि ये करना है हमें और
या इट केम आउट ऑफ एज यू नो पीयूष हैड बीन ट्रैवलिंग अक्रॉस एंड सीइंग हाउ ऑपरेशंस आर हैपनिंग अक्रॉस द ग्लोब हाउ पीपल आर ऑपरेटिंग इन द वेस्टर्न पार्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड एंड देन ही कॉन्सेप्चुलाइज्ड एंड देन ऑफ कोर्स इन टर्म्स ऑफ द विजन ऑफ व्हाट वी वांटेड टू बी द स्केल ऑफ Lenskart हाउ विल वी सर्व दैट सो वी हैड टू प्रिपेयर फॉर दैट इन एडवांस
राइट
सो दैट्स हाउ इट स्टार्टेड एंड देन ऑल द टेक्नोलॉजी दैन एंड द रोबोटिक systems that we have built for it, those don't exist. They don't have a precedent. These are being built for the first time.
Right. So, matlab, how did it germinate then? How did you really think about, let's say, robotics and manufacturing? This is all experimental, right? It was experimental. Now it's reality.
See, that's the only solution. And we very strongly that we say that Lenskart is not a retail company. It's a tech company.
Right.
And that's why I said that the DNA of the founders is also, they're all techies, that every problem can only be solved through technology.
Right.
And when you have to manage that scale with consistent services, then you have to make it idiot-proof.
Right.
Yeah. So you have to think of solutions where there is no scope for error.
Absolutely.
So that's how it started. And of course, then you meet, calibrate what can be done.
Right. And what else, Neha, jo aapne on days wala acquisition kiya, how was that? Where did that idea come from? And I'm sure if you're looking at the entire compliance, finance, tax, etc., you know, as a co-founder, matlab thoda bahut aapko dar laga ki acquire karne ja rahe hain Japan mein itni badi company, how was that?
Mixed feelings. I think when we were, it was a very, very long discussion about acquisition of on days. Lot of good things about it. A very, very strong consumer backward brand. Ideology of Lenskart and Own Days are very similar. Customer focused, best in class services. It's a customer first brand.
Right.
Very strong footprint in Southeast Asia and Japan. So those were the highlights we wanted to get into. Of course, it was a mega scale acquisition. So there right. were jitters about the amount of investment which is going into the management post that, integration post that, very different cultures and nationalities, working with so many different cultures. So it was, but of course you have to take some risks in life
right.
For bigger rewards. So it happened, lengthy process, interesting process, challenging process, but it is, and I think it's going well now.
So Neha, जैसे आप बता रहे थे कि you know on days going global. Now tell me, what is next in Lenskart? Lenskart में अब आगे क्या कर रहे हैं आप?
We build these active glasses where you have a ear lock so that they don't fall. So okay. they support a very active lifestyle, and especially for kids, you know, most of the times their frames are falling off their faces.
Right.
So that's a new one which is coming up, and a lot more to come.
So you've started something for the kids also, right? You've started some testing for the kids.
Myopia control myopia. Lenses, uh-huh. yeah. So that is about it. It basically contains the power progression.
Right.
Yeah. So these are designed in a manner for, because in adolescence the power progression is maximum because of exposure to digital and education and studies. So these lenses they actually subdue the power progression.
Progress. Yeah. Okay.
These are very popular worldwide, and so we want. Our kids over India also to have access to it.
Right.
Yeah.
And Neha, so you're seeing a lot of uptake for this? And
absolutely. For the absolutely. Hmm. It just needs more awareness, more education about it. But it is it's sort of a mandatory thing. It's not something which should be optional, but
so
it is very important.
So, जैसे पहले लोगों का progression होता था numbers का, so you are saying with these lenses it will
yeah it slows down
it slows
a lot.
Down
yeah it you slows know, down a lot, and then after a certain age, in any case, progression slows down. So during those years where the progression is high, it is very helpful. Mm-hmm.
You use lens card sunglasses a lot?
I use eyeglasses. I have high power.
Okay.
So that's in contacts.
Okay. And so lens card is in contacts as well.
Yeah, yeah. We have our own brand, Aqualens.
Right.
And we are into cosmetic lenses as well as power lenses.
Nehal, you are one of the very few companies which have become profitable yet being a startup, right? So how have you managed that? I'm sure जो पहले आपने जब finance देखा होगा, करा होगा, and you've supported and you've worked together with all the co-founders as a co-founder group, you've come together, worked together, or founder group. So how have you got the financial discipline in the company?
So that was there from day one. It is not something which developed all of a sudden. Even when we started, and we come from a business family, we understand. But there was this vision that anything which has to be made, it has to be financially viable. It has to make generate value for the stakeholders. So we. From day one itself, we never ran after a top line or a GMV.
Right.
Very, very focused in terms of what is the value we are delivering, whether it is profitable or not. But what I think important that we have done in our business is that we have not tried to generate profits by inflating prices.
Hmm.
We always tried to ensure a very strong back end and a very strong supply chain to deliver that value.
Right.
So your cost to the consumer should not go high. You have to build very efficient back-end processes so that your cost of fulfillment goes down.
Absolutely. And therefore, you're able to get the profitability.
Absolutely.
And with so many investors, Neha, how do you manage so many investors?
We're lucky to have a very, very, very good board.
Right.
A very good portfolio of investors. Everybody only adds value to us. So it is manageable. I think what we've done well is very conscious at the time of selecting who to onboard.
Yeah. What's your advice to some of the entrepreneurs who are budding and who want to build a global organization? One or two advices that you would have?
First advice is that, you know, I don't think one should get just swayed that I want to be global. India is a large market. We should first identify the problem that we are solving for, and if it makes sense that and if it appears to be a opportunity to go there, which can solve the problem better, then one should embark into the market.
Right.
Second is, I feel one should not open too many fronts at the same time. It may look very ambitious, it may look very high speed, but it's not easy to manage. So it's important that we build the pillars and infrastructure to scale at that level. But sometimes, you know, it becomes, you have to look at it dispassionately. Of value that one would be building vis-a-vis the personal ambition that, or a kick that it would give me that I'm now there in 20 countries.
Absolutely. Yeah, and how many countries are you right now? Neha, how many countries are?
Approximately
20. So that, yeah, that is really, and most of the countries are doing very well.
But that has happened post-integration with Owndays, because they were already present.
But आपका पहले भी था ना, एक you were also organically there in lot of countries, right?
Yeah. So, but it's combined 20.
It's combined 20. That's phenomenal. Neha, talk about yourself. आपका management style कैसा है? How do you manage people? How do you manage your teams?
Management is, as I said, I believe in a ownership driven culture.
Right.
Empowering your teams. So first is hire best of the talent.
Right.
Okay, and when I say best of the talent, it is a combination of subject matter expertise as well as, I think, right intrinsics is the most important. Subject is something that you can learn. Intrinsics is something which is there as a part of your DNA. So getting the right team, building the right ownership culture, building a right discipline. That's how I personally manage.
So how and connectivity with people culturally, how
very,
do you
very strong. I connect to the lowest at the bottom level. I actually intend, and I always encourage my team to get their teams to present the work who are doing it, rather than taking the, you know, the front position and explaining things. So I ensure whenever we are doing the briefings, every team, every person of the team is there, irrespective of the level that they are at.
And what is that one quality that, I mean, culturally, where do you see yourselves to be? When an employee culture, how do you define your employee culture? Or organization culture vis-a-vis the employees? Because at the end of the day, today the organizations which are tech organizations are driven by talent. I mean, obviously R&D and then talent. So, and talent is people. So,
yeah, so 4 or 5 key intrinsics that we focus on. One is very high level of ownership, because you know, people have to be internally driven and motivated. So we look at the ownership ability very, very strongly in any candidate that we are hiring. Second is collaborative working. Very important that is anybody able to navigate through different teams and ensure that the work is done.
Across functions.
Within the same team, it is easier to navigate, but I think collaboration is very important to deliver the larger interest and the results. Third is, as I said, very, very, very core to me is attention to detail.
Right, absolutely. I didn't mention.
Attention to detail, meticulous planning is very important. So we are very tech and data centric company. So the culture is very, very data centric, and we believe in looking at the data at the most granular level to take any decisions.
And Neha, just maybe talk about yourself now, more about yourself. कि आपको आई मीन हाउ आर यू मेंटली सो स्ट्रांग इफ आई मे आस्क यू बिकॉज यू देयर इज नथिंग विच स्टॉप्स यू राइट नथिंग इज स्टॉपिंग यू
सी ऐसा नहीं आई एम आल्सो ह्यूमन देयर आर हाइज एंड लोस बट नो ऐसे मुझे नेगेटिव नहीं दिखता मुझे दिखता नहीं है एंड इफ यू नो दैट द लो फेस गोज ऑन फॉर अ लिटिल लॉन्गर देन 2-3 डेज देन यू नो इट आई माइसेल्फ स्टार्ट thinking and it comes, you know, ki ye kya ho raha hai, what am I doing, where am I heading, and then you know, then I'll kick back, because I just can't be in that position for long. It's one thing that I very early on learned and picked up in my life was that There's a very famous quote which says, one should have serenity to accept the things you can't change.
Right.
Courage to change the things you can.
Right.
And wisdom to differentiate between the two.
Right.
And it just hooked on to me. So I learned that sometimes solution to a problem is accepting it. And cribbing about a problem is not a solution.
Right.
So you have to make your way out of the context or the situations you are in and make best of it. So that is why if there is anything difficult or something looks tough, I have at least trained myself to accept it and then make the best out of it.
This is very easy saying, I'm just saying not for you, but for a lot of people it's very easy to hear this, that accept, move forward, think positive. But I think you are a real example of doing that, right? Which is accept, move forward, don't look behind. And where do you get motivated from? How do you motivate yourself?
I don't have role models.
You are your own role model.
I don't idealize people a lot, to be honest. May sound weird, but I don't. Uh-huh. I pick up good things when I see, and it could be I'm a good observer.
Right.
Okay. And today, if I meet you and I like something about you, I'll observe and I'll try to imbibe it. I may meet somebody and I like something about them, I'll try to imbibe it. So that's how I see. Life is a celebration. You have to live it. You have to thank God that you have got it.
Absolutely.
In whichever form and way, and show gratitude. Be humble.
No, that's right. That's so. And Neha, what do you do in your free time? What are your hobbies like? I mean, do you watch? You travel? What do you do?
I'm a music lover. Huh. Yeah. So I listen to a lot of music.
What's your
very
favorite?
Old age, Bollywood. No, nothing latest. old What's school your favorite Bollywood song? Music. Devanand song, Abina Jao Chhodkar, Dilabhi Bharane.
That's a very famous song. I wouldn't say it's my generation, but it's a generation, few generations older than my generation.
All of ours, but that's what I like.
You like to watch movies? You like to watch?
No, okay, nothing much. But I'm a music lover. One of my hobbies, as I said, not doing anything.
And thinking, meditating.
Just being with myself. I don't want to think about anything. And I love to play with my nephew.
Right.
And that's my favorite pastime.
Yeah, now what is your message to people, to the viewers of this show?
Yeah, I would just say that, see, life is not a bed of roses for anybody. And we all have challenges in different forms. Some may be more visible than others, but everybody's fighting their battle. People who are smiling are not the more blessed ones. It is just they've learned to deal with things better.
Right.
So everybody can. One should not get demotivated by the difficult situations. We have to learn to overcome them. And everything is doable, everything is achievable, everything is possible, provided you have made your mind about. One should not get fixated about, I think we do the mistake of defining what will make me happy, what will make me successful. Every moment we can be happy.
Right.
So things, happiness and success should not be linked to particular items. They are a state of mind. It is a choice that one makes. I can choose to be not happy. I can choose to be happy. So it's a choice and make the better choices.
So basically train your mind.
Absolutely. And I read somewhere emotions are habits.
Right.
And a very strange thing, but when you are sad and you're treating every situation sadly, it's not an emotion. You just have gotten habituated to look at things like that or behave in a certain way.
Right.
So, and habits can be changed.
Absolutely.
So you can start looking at the filled glass, and you have to just train your mind accordingly.
So effectively you're saying train your mind.
Absolutely, it all sits on your plate.
And that's the message to people who want to be entrepreneurs and who want to.
Entrepreneurs is just pursue your dream. A very important part of entrepreneurship, Prashant, is also to be persistent and perseverance. You know, it's a tough journey. There will be, as you said, situations where you feel like, you know, I want to run away. What is happening? Nothing is going my way. But you have to be there, stay put. Things will happen. But you also have to be dispassionate about it. In terms of, we should not get very possessive about every single idea.
Right.
As we go along the journey, there will be things that we may need to repivot as we learn
more and more.
More and more.
Right.
So that is very important.
You should not get emotionally attached to an idea.
Yeah. See, emotions, to be very honest, it's not possible. You will always be emotionally attached. You'll be emotionally attached to the vision. Don't get emotionally attached to the process of, you know, or the journey of reaching there.
Right. So what's your vision?
Our vision.
Your vision, not
my vision.
Your vision.
My vision is to make Earth to be a better place to be with, to live for everybody. So
you mean make India a better place?
Not just India, make it a better place for people.
Right.
So we are trying to solve it a little bit by contributing to a better vision, better eyesight for people. Personally, I think I just want to have a happy, content
contented life.
Yeah.
No, phenomenal. And this is great. I really like the mind, controlling the mind, training the mind. I think that's really, that's all in lot of, as I said, lot of theory people talk about, but this is the first time I'm seeing it
personally. I'm not saying it out of theory.
I'm saying this for the first time, that somebody who's, it's visible that who's done it.
Yeah. And you know, I can, it's a very small anecdote, but it's reality. Today also my fingers don't work. And I know if you've noticed or not, when I hold a pen, I don't have a grip. I've only trained myself to write. Okay. Physically, doctors and all said you can use these multiple devices and all that, but it is not. It is just training. You see people writing with their feet and toes.
Yeah.
So it's training. So one can train that. What you can't train is, something here that, so you have to train yourself to look at the positive side. As human beings, there is a natural tendency that we have higher attraction to negativity.
Right.
And it's psychologically proved. That is why you have to train yourself to look at the positive better
side of it. So, you started writing on
scribbling,
your own, scribbling and then writing, and now you can, your mind and your fingers are trained to write in spite of.
Yes.
This is all just by sheer, I think, passion.
Yeah, that you have trained your mind and you have to do it, so it will happen. You will find out
ways of doing it. Right.
Yeah.
So nothing stops.
Nothing.
So, which is what I was saying. What is your next goal for the next 1 year? Personally,
my goal is, you know, I know it's not, these are not business goals. So personally, I feel I just want to be a happy, nice, kind person.
Right.
You know, able to help whosoever I can.
Aap karte hain, yeah.
Yeah.
Normally you spend some time on social service and
talking to people. Yeah, in whichever way I can. Just now got introduced to Suvarna Raj in one of the, that was an NDTV program. And I was so inspired with the way, what she was doing around for kids with special abilities. And then we met, she's into sports. She is encouraging kids into Paralympics and Asian sports. So we met there. Because my heart is in education, so that's what I am now working with them on education of these kids.
Excellent. So you are spending time and giving your time for making them realize that they can do a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should not get stopped.
Yeah.
So there's no stopping Neha Bansal. I think this is what we have heard. She's got a mind trained very well. I think, Neha, any last comments you want to make for the viewers?
Pursue your dreams, guys, and I think if you if you decide and you feel that when you want to have something, it will happen. You really have to madly want to have it. So world will make sure that you get it.
Basically pagalpan hona chahiye.
Absolutely.
So, that was Neha. I think, thank you, Neha. Thank you for giving us the time. Thank you very much. Really enjoyed having the conversation. That was Neha. She's done phenomenal.